On this seventh day of the Pentecost Novena, we continue our reflection with St. Maximilian on the Immaculata as mediatrix of all grace. What is a mediatrix? The word mediatrix is the feminine form of the Latin word mediator. A mediator is one who stands in the middle of two parties who are at odds with each other and acts as a bridge between the two. Every mother is a mediatrix. She mediates or stands between the father and the children in a family and acts as bridge in the natural order in bringing forth life. So also in the supernatural order, we have a mother in the order of grace who cooperates with the Holy Trinity in bringing forth supernatural life in souls, namely the Immaculata. Saint Maximilian writes, "But in fact, every grace that comes to a soul comes from her hands, for she is the mediatrix of all graces, and at every moment new graces penetrate into the souls of men. Veni Sancte Spiritus, come Holy Spirit, come by the means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Amen."
The chaplet to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners,
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The second mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary's preparation to be the mother of Jesus, expressed in her presentation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the espousal of Mary and Joseph. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Sinners, now
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Visitation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, praise our sinners.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The sixth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the hidden life of Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, sinners, now, and
Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and
do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The seventh mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the wedding feast at Cana. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, sinners, now, and Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and
do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary becomes the mother of all believers at the foot of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, praise our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The tenth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Assumption. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
The 11th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. The 12th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's enduring intercession, protection, and presence to her children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross you breathed forth your Spirit after you had entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. Thank you, Lord, for these precious gifts. Standing with St. John the Beloved, I also accept these graces. May your Holy Spirit enter into my spirit, into my heart, into my relationships, into every aspect of my life. I welcome your Holy Spirit to be my constant companion and guide. I receive the Virgin Mary as my mother and my queen. I accept her into all that is my own. May she dispose all that is in me so that by her intercession and by the work of the Holy Spirit, your life and likeness may be formed in me. Amen.
Hear us.
Holy Ghost, shed thy light upon our understanding.
Of thy faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of thy love.
Let us pray. O Holy Ghost, most beloved of our souls, prostrate before thy infinite majesty, we implore thee with all the longing of our hearts, the most singular grace of humility, that thou may be made known, served and loved upon earth and glorified for all eternity, and this through the most humble and pure heart of thy immaculate spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary. Grant us the grace to love the cross and to die nailed to it without ever descending from it.
Amen.
Ave Maria. On this seventh day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, we continue with our readings from the book The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. In today's passage, we reflect on Our Lady's unique role of mediatrix of all grace. As the Mother of God and Spouse of the Holy Spirit, it is Our Lady who bestows all the graces which God desires to give to the human race, all of whom are her children. The fruit of the love of God and of the Immaculata is Jesus, the Son of God and of man, the mediator between God and man. Just as the Son from all eternity is, so to speak, the mediator between the Father and the Holy Spirit, so too Jesus, the incarnate Son, becomes the direct mediator between the Father and the Holy Spirit, who is, so to speak, as though he were incarnate, and the Immaculata, the representative and spiritual mother of all humanity. It is by her and not otherwise that the love of creatures can rise to Jesus and by him go back to the Father. We don't always realize this, yet such is the case. Very naturally, in ordinary life, souls will turn to the Immaculata, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus, to the Eternal Word, and to our Heavenly Father. But the more they come to understand that all their acts of love are addressed to the Father as to their ultimate end, that by union with the Immaculata these acts acquire perfect purity, that Jesus will enrich them with an infinite value that makes them capable of procuring the greatest glory to God the Father, then the more these souls will burn with love for Jesus and Mary. The soul gives all its acts of love to the Immaculata, not as though she were a simple intermediary, but as though she acquired them as her own completely. For the soul understands that the Immaculata will then offer these acts to Jesus as though they were hers, and hence spotless, immaculate, and so he can offer them to the Father. In this way, the soul will belong more and more perfectly to the Immaculata, just as the Immaculata herself belongs to Jesus, and Jesus to his Father. If all the souls that have lived on this earth and all those that still struggle here could make known the all-powerful influence the Immaculata has exercised on them, and her maternal solicitude for these souls redeemed by the precious blood of her divine Son, what an incalculable number of volumes would be required. All these people would recount only what they had been able to discover as special graces received through Mary. But in fact, every grace that comes to a soul comes from her hands, for she is the mediatrix of all graces, and at every moment new graces penetrate into the souls of men. Only at the last judgment, only in heaven, will we discover with what loving attention our Heavenly Mother watched over each one of us without ceasing, over every soul individually, because all are her children. She strives to shape them after the model of Jesus, her firstborn, the archetype of all sanctity, the man-God.
Prayer to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. O Mary, thou spotless bride of the Holy Spirit, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our nation. Thou, as the valiant woman, didst crush the head of the serpent when thou didst offer thy divine Son to the Heavenly Father in the love of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world. Through the merits of this precious sacrifice and through the sufferings of thy Son, obtain for us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Holy Spirit that he has chosen thee as his bride and constituted thee the dispenser of his graces. Look upon me with thy compassionate eyes, look upon my distress and needs. Help me, that I may never lose the grace of God, nor defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that my heart may ever remain his holy dwelling, and that with thee I may eternally praise and bless the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. Our Lady of Light, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Thank you for joining us for this Pentecost Novena on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. For more information on how to obtain the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, by Father Manto Bonomi, visit wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria. Yeah.